We sometimes get questions about the use of oleander. Now, first of all, before we even get into the discussion of what we do to oleander to make it a useful material, let me just say, I would not for a moment attempt to dissuade anyone from this one teaching, if you will, in Orthodoxy, because it's absolutely true. Oleander is dangerous. There are, in the extant literature, plenty of stories of kids, even with twigs, to cook hot dogs over a fire, where the cardiotoxic material from the branch from the oleander tree leached into the hot dog. They ate the hot dogs and died. It's dangerous stuff. I would not attempt to argue that for a moment. This is what people don't know about oleander. I was associated with a gentleman that worked for Ozel Pharmaceutical. This was a company that spent $15 million, they were based out of San Antonio, Texas, to attempt to get approval of a drug that they called Anvirzel, A-N-V-I-R-Z-E-L, Anvirzel. Of course, they failed. You could have $15 billion in something that cures cancer 99% of the time. It will not get approved. Not if the big pharma says, no, we're not allowing this. Okay, the officials at the FDA are not in charge. The big pharma, who they're supposed to be regulating, those are the people in charge. So, of course, they blew $15 million and got nothing out of it, even though they had plenty of research data to show that this material is effective on a wide variety of different cancers. Okay. Well, what's the difference between oleander, which is incredibly toxic? You shouldn't even have your kids mess with the... I did as a kid, but it's not advisable. The flowers or the leaves. Oleander is poisonous. But once you cook it and you modify it and you change it to Anvirzel, then it has been denatured. It is no longer cardiotoxic. I have taken plenty of Anvirzel over the year, plenty. Depending on your point of view, I am sad to report I'm not dead yet. Okay? The properties of the material you're working with are based on what it is, not where it came from. And this is what people lose sight of. So I want to make it clear, we do not argue with the narrative that oleander, botanical name Nerium oleander, is in fact quite toxic. It is not the same as Anvirzel, which you used the oleander to produce this material. And we use it in our work because it's effective, because it works, and there's a lot of data that supports its use. And that's the only reason we use it.